David Noges is an ecologist with the University of Copenhagen. He studies relationships between living things and their environments. What worries him about Pleistocene Park is what he calls the unknown. Imagine, like, bringing new species that were not living in our ecosystem for 10,000 years. We consider, the researchers in this study, that we researchers cannot predict yet what might be the consequences of this new conservation approach. Noges helped to write a report that urges restraint in rewilding to save wild places. The report was published in the journal Cell Biology. The recovery of wolves in America's Yellowstone National Park is often noted as an example of successful rewilding. 91 wolves were brought to Yellowstone in the 1990s. Since then, the park's wolf population has increased 5 times. But the animals cause unexpected changes in the environment, something that wolf project manager Doug Smith noted more than 10 years ago. He says wolves keep elk away from the park. This enables willow plants that elk eat to grow. Songbirds, moose, muskrat, mink, all these animals benefit when these willows come back. Wildlife researchers are closely watching the wolf population in Yellowstone National Park. But the spread of the animals outside the park has angered local ranchers. They say cattle losses have increased with the wolf population. Rancher Richard Kinky says because Yellowstone's wolves are federally protected, he has few choices. Certainly, I would like to see the controls loosened up on us so we can deal with wolves. Ecologist Noges says politicians and the public must consider the best science before launching a rewilding program. He argues that protecting biodiversity is a better first step to avoid the problem of species loss.